Chapter 3. The Scene of the Crime. The following morning we set off for Hatherley Farm and the Boscombe Pool. As the carriage bounced down the country lane, Holmes turned to me.
One other interesting fact, Watson. Mr. McCarthy lived at Hatherley Farm rent-free.
How very generous of Mr. Turner, I replied. But then they were friends from Australia. Does it not seem odd, though? McCarthy, who had so little of his own, talked of marrying his son to Turner's daughter. He talked of it in a very confident way, but I have discovered that Turner himself was against it. It did seem odd, but I could deduce nothing from it. We soon arrived at the farm, a comfortable-looking two-story building. The maid at Holmes' request showed us the boots McCarthy had been wearing. She also found a pair of his son's boots. Holmes measured them all very carefully, then set off to the pool. It was damp, marshy ground, and there were marks of many feet on the path and on the short grass beside it. "How simple it would have been," exclaimed Holmes, "if I had been here before they came like a herd of buffalo. Many of the important tracks have been obscured." He peered at the ground, then cried, "Aha! Here are three separate tracks of the same feet."